Is outsourcing becoming insourcing? Last year, the Indian company Infosys, for years the beneficiary of jobs moving from the U.S. to India, opened its first primarily American staff center outside of Atlanta. And the biggest Indian outsourcing company, Tata Consultancy Services, sharply increased its hiring of Americans last year, including back office workers in Midland, Michigan, and IT workers at a new center near Minneapolis. Maybe it's because a recent survey of outsourcing industry executives ranked the U.S. the best place to expand IT and business services delivery centers in the next 2 years. India was ranked second. John Hellyer is editor-at-large for Bloomberg News. And John, your article is entitled Outsourcing Turns Inside Out as Indians Open U.S. Center. But Indian companies have had centers in the U.S. for years. So what's changing?
Companies like Infosys employ probably 14,000, 15,000 workers in the U.S. Until recently, the vast majority of them were Indians who were here on visas, and then primarily more than 80% of Infosys' workforce is and was in India itself. So the hiring of more Americans and more U.S. delivery centers like the one they opened in Atlanta and subsequently in Milwaukee, where they've got a big customer in Harley-Davidson, really is a new development.
Well, why is this happening? You write that these visas that brought Indians to this country are harder to get a hold of now, but what else is going on?
It's that for a decade or more, there's been this massive offshoring of jobs in the technology and back office areas. What they found out is this. Some jobs that went overseas, because of the great labor cost savings, call centers, the routine technology, IT maintenance jobs have worked out great. U.S. companies save a lot of money, and there is a big pool of workers in places like India that can do those jobs. What's not worked out so great is as you kind of go up the food chain, kind of the higher function technology and financial or accounting, you know, business services jobs. As you go up the food chain and what those jobs demand, those in many cases have not worked out as well. You have this problem of the time difference, which creates problems in communication. You have people that in India that are trying to do things like software development or whatever, they don't have any industry context for what the businesses are actually trying to accomplish. So a lot of those jobs have just not been getting done well. So that's really what is causing jobs in some particular categories to come back to the U.S.
It's funny, we reported on a similar thing happening in manufacturing. We had people on the air who brought their companies back from China for those same reasons. Charles Fishman is writing in The Atlantic about General Electric rebuilding its appliance factory in Louisville because of the same reasons you listed, you know, the cost of communication and the loss of quality just wasn't worth the savings in pay to workers. But we're wondering if some of this now, you know, insourcing in this country of jobs that had been sent overseas might be coinciding with unions losing some of their power. We saw the recent vote in Michigan. And maybe some of these foreign companies and U.S. companies seeing an opportunity to pay people less here.
That's not a link that I made. And just to give you some color on sort of the most recent Michigan right-to-work law and whatever ramifications that may have. Michigan, actually, even prior to that, was becoming a very popular area for some of these insourcing centers to develop, even when it was a very intensely pro-union state. GM itself is putting more of its technology functions back into the U.S. Places like Michigan have got a big pool of engineering talent and have been underemployed since the demise of the auto industry. And a lot of those people are being hired for some of these new onshore operations jobs that have kind of repatriated to the U.S. So it's more of a skills-driven thing than it is whether it's a right to work or otherwise.
Right. Well, you write about Galaxy Solutions, that's a Somerset, New Jersey company, moving some of its 2,000 employee workforce from India to the U.S., including opening an office in Detroit with 200 on staff there. So again, these jobs seem to be flowing back from other countries. And it's interesting because this is something that unions and others representing workers in the U.S. warned, that the quality was ultimately going to trump the low pay.
Yes, and it's not a wholesale movement, Robin. I think a lot of the jobs that have gone overseas will stay there.
But, yeah.
But for these really important and good-paying, skilled IT jobs, I think there are more opportunities here. Interestingly, it often still requires a certain amount of subsidy by state governments and sometimes local governments to make the economics of it work.
Well, I want to touch on one other thing, though, that you write about. Other companies moving jobs, not to India and China, but places with more skilled labor, Eastern Europe, South America. You call this nearshoring. Does that offset some of the jobs that are coming back from India, the fact that some of these other skilled, you know, white-collar jobs are going to places like Europe and South America?
That's a good question. I think it only means that the outflow from some of this outsourcing from India is going in a number of directions, whether it's to Eastern Europe or to Latin America or to the U.S. What's kind of happened is that the relative cost advantage of India has narrowed, and on top of that, they have the disadvantages of the time difference and in many cases, the quality gap.
And how do people you talk to there in Atlanta where you are, how do they feel about, they're getting these jobs for an Indian company? Those were the bad guys because they were taking jobs away from the U.S. Now they're working for them. They're in Atlanta.
Well, if you can get past the idea that you're being trained at Infosys in the Mahatma Gandhi training room, it's just fine. Actually, the people are delighted because Metro Atlanta's unemployment rate has been pretty much higher than the national average for the last 3 years. And what Infosys did in coming in here is they wanted to concentrate a lot of their outsourcing clientele in areas like healthcare and insurance. And what they saw was in the Atlanta market that there'd been a lot of companies with regional or national headquarters offices in those industries that had laid off a lot of skilled workers. So what they've got is they can pluck from a pool of talent, and that's good for Infosys, and it's very good for the for workers who have been unemployed for a year or more. They're able to kind of get back in the game in their fields.
John Hillier, editor-at-large for Bloomberg News there in Atlanta. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And we'd love to hear if your company's bringing work back from overseas. Just let us know at herenow.org. And while there, check out great questions from listeners in yesterday's live web chat with a school official who's replaced textbooks with iPads. It's at herenow.org. Up next, Oxygen's All My Baby's Mamas, Here and Now.